Track 22.
The development of modern whaling techniques originated in Norway. In the 1860s, a shipping agent from Tønsberg, Sven Foyn, undertook to modernize whaling methods to target the large and fast rorqual whales of the North Atlantic. He built a steam-powered boat and experimented with cannons and harpoon types until finally, in the 1870s, designed a forged iron harpoon with a toggling head and spreading barbs to which was screwed a black powder grenade capable of killing the large animals quickly. This technology worked so well that it was refined over the ensuing decades and incorporated into increasingly large fleets of catcher boats operating both from shore factories and in cooperation with large factory ships. The 90-millimeter harpoon, several examples of which are on exhibit here, became the industry standard for most of the 20th century. Modern whaling was both shore-based and pelagic. Among the earliest shore whaling stations were those on the island of South Georgia, established at Grytviken in 1904 by Carl Anton Larsen and the Compania Argentina de Pesca, and in 1907 by Christian Salvesen of Leith, Scotland, in the Antarctic waters of the Southern Ocean. By 1913, Christensen had created a prototype floating factory by retrofitting a passenger liner with a stern slipway to harvest and process whales at sea. By the 1930s, 27 such floating factories were operating in the Southern Ocean, accompanied by over 150 catcher boats. The slaughter of whales was immense, with over 50,000 animals, mostly blue whales, taken in 1931. This unregulated hunting led to the formation of countries seeking an agreement to regulate the industry in 1937, and later the formation of the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling in 1946. By 1956, the number of floating factories had dropped to 18, but the number of catcher boats, like the large-scale model seen on exhibit here, numbered over 200. By 1966, the blue whale was listed as endangered. However, thousands of whales of several species were killed yearly until the International Whaling Commission finally called a moratorium on whaling in 1982. Today, not much is left of the commercial whaling industry. Industrial archaeology sites in places like Hawk Harbor, Labrador, on the coast of Chile and at South Georgia, as well as defunct factories converted to museums in places like the Azores, serve as reminders of the full extent of this global commercial whaling industry.